At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Boom! We are on. What's going on, professionally silly listeners? Welcome to my voice recorded here in the Anchor app. That, of course, was another Los Angeles helicopter.
Yes. It sure was.
Wonderful, man. I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and I've got a guest with me. Y'all know I like to have a co-host here and there. Introduce yourself, girl.
Well, my loves, you would know me as Voice of Reason here on Anchor Station. And I've taken a little hiatus, but of course I had to come back with you with my love, the professionally silly Miss Amber Smiley Jones. And we're coming to you live here in L.A.
It's what I do, man. It's what I do. As you guys know, this is the podcast where you can experience some silly, some random, some creepy, and of course, a little bit of weird. So in short, life.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. In a big nutshell.
In a big nutshell. We talk about that in a comedic way, hosted by the internet.
You know? The best way to host it, honestly.
I love the internet. It's awesome. So last week, we talked about Kids Bop Karen. Remember that?
Mm,
she was the one who was like, my kids can't hear me calling you a bitch because they're listening to Kids Bop. That chick. So yeah, we talked about her, which is like now my favorite viral video of the year. It's awesome. We talked about rapper T.I. going, to the gynecologist with his daughter to pretty much do a hymen check.
You know, yeah, about that one.
Yeah, virginity check. That's weird. That's weird. So yeah,
and I'm glad that I found out about that one after we had him for YouTube Black, because if I found out before, that would have been very awkward.
It's crazy to think, because we were like, you can have whatever you like. Apparently,
and now he had a lot. Yeah. Apparently, you can't have whatever you like.
Yeah, like privacy. Damn, Deja, I feel sorry for you, boo. And we talked about a whole much more. It was like a dope, random episode, which is, you know, what we do here. But if you haven't heard that episode yet, no worries. It's not too late. You can take a listen to it right after this one. The link will be below in the episode notes, of course. Now, let me tell you something. If you're new to this podcast, you're about to enjoy yourself, okay?
Want to say welcome.
Right.
Join the group.
We get silly up in chat.
I'm just saying, get ready for some laughs, some hee-hee, some ha-has, a little...
I love a good hee-hee.
You know?
I do. This week is going to be fun because Ms. Voice of Reason here, we're going to do? We're going to talk about confessions and secrets.
Ooh, you know, and I just saw a video about Usher confessions, so hopefully we won't get that deep, you know, but we might be like, these are my confessions.
Okay. Well, don't sing the whole thing, I don't have the rights, I can't afford it.
Yeah, you know, that's why we stopped at confessions, that's just it.
Right, that's
all
you need to
know. That was the confession.
God, I'm gonna sing it. Okay, alright. I'm gonna sing it, alright. So, okay. I feel like secrets, and there's something that as human beings we all possess,
yes,
no matter how big or small they are. Some secrets. But why do we keep secrets? Is it to protect someone else? Is it protect ourselves? Or is it to hurt someone else?
Ooh, that's a good one. Because, you know, guys, like, at first, I would expect us to say, you know, it's normally to protect yourself. However, when I think on a bigger scale, because we're an adult, and I mean, granted, we're big kids too, but we're adults.
We're just big ass kids who pay taxes.
I'm just saying.
Well, some of us.
Which I've been trying to figure out how I give that back. Like, I didn't sign up for that one, but we'll get back to that.
Being an adult is a trick.
Oh, it really is.
I want to be 14.
Wait, actually, that's perfect that you said that, because being an adult is actually a secret confession that nobody really told us about. They didn't really tell you what adulting really was
like
they just was like, you know, don't grow up too quickly. But why?
Don't grow up too quickly.
Yeah, but why? Now you're making me want to grow up to figure out what you didn't tell me.
And I feel like with every generation, they grow up faster faster.
Yes.
Not only like emotionally, mentally, but physically as well.
Yeah. You know, some of these grown-ass kids, excuse the language, grown-ass kids
out here. Nah, fuck that.
looking like my big brother.
Yeah. And they're like, I'm 12.
What? Nigga,
do you look like you could serve for your country? Bruh.
Literally, mm-hmm. ran into a little kid who was not so little. That was 12. That was 6'3".
I believe it.
And I was like, but how?
I believe it.
Like, I almost had to call Lil Sway. Like, how, Sway?
I believe how? It.
So, yeah, but...
It's, yeah. This is why when... Okay, see, she and I, we're single. Okay, so we have to be real careful on who we meet. Like, yeah. Listen, bitch, can I see your ID real quick?
Like, let me go ahead and get that social. Like,
yeah. You got your birth certificate with you, bitch?
You got a passport yet or not? Like,
also, what's your credit score?
But yeah, back to the secrets that we were talking about. Like, sometimes people keep secrets to protect themselves. As adults, what I was saying is that sometimes adults feel like they're keeping a secret to protect a child or protect what they feel like, you know, they might go through. Mm-hmm. Little do they know, with keeping that secret, you might cause more harm.
That's true.
Then, you know,
I know it goes from situation to situation and depends on what it is. But I'm not promoting don't keep secrets, and I'm not promoting keep secrets.
I'm
promoting it's none of my fucking business.
Yeah.
So there you go. But, like, you know, we all have our reasons to keep secrets. Maybe it's just a little white lie, or it's a life-altering one. But secrets come in many shapes and sizes.
And forms.
And forms, facts. And but when secrets do come out, it can be a horrible thing, or it can be a therapeutic thing.
Yeah.
But sometimes getting it off your chest is just the thing you need.
That's true.
Depending on what it is.
That is so true.
You know what I'm saying?
I kind of want to talk or touch on the third thing that you said, or the third option, which was, or are you keeping a secret to harm somebody or hurt someone? Because that's one that I wouldn't normally hear. But you do have people out here that, you know, their way of getting back to somebody or back on somebody is like, how can I hurt them?
I'm going through that right now, what we were talking about.
Exactly. It's like
my stalker. Yeah, yeah.
How can I, you know, cause harm in such way, which is somewhat a secret.
There are people who sit there and try to figure out ways to hurt you. Those people exist.
They do.
And you don't even know it half the time.
Yeah. And then sometimes it's over stupid shit that you like.
Dumbass them.
You're like, really?
Is that a word? Whatever.
It is today.
Look, we're making a professional and silly words. Why not? Yes, let's
do it. You know, get you your education on point.
Facts. Edumacation.
Exactly.
You feel me? Now, today, we are going to hear some crazy confessions that I found online. Obviously, because the internet, like I said, amazing.
Always wins.
It would never lie. It would never... There's everything on the internet is gospel, everything. So there are places where people go to tell their secrets anonymously. One of those sites is called postsecrets.com. And it's a website where that is actually run by someone that allows you to send them a postcard, like a, you know, like an old school postcard.
You know.
You're the one you write on.
Yeah. You know, they need you to get it out.
Millennials, it is a very thin piece of cardboard that you use writing utensils to get
like
a message.
Pen or pencil.
You can use crayons, I'll take it.
I mean, it's
gotta be
legible.
Yeah. Hey, Jinx, you owe me a soda.
I mean, I got you in though.
Facts.
See?
Thanks to her, this podcast is being recorded because it's being sponsored by the caffeine that is being strung through my veins by the Coca-Cola. Oh. This is not a sponsored video.
Right. But if y'all want to sponsor, hit us up.
Please, yes. So it's one of those sites where you can actually get a postcard and you write your secret on it and you send it to a certain address, and you can find that address on their website. And you just pretty much write your secret and you send it in. And so what they do, and you don't have to include your name or your return address or anything like that. It's completely anonymous. And what they do, postsecret.com, they post all of those postcards that are sent to them on the website every week. I think it's like every Sunday.
Okay.
And they do that so you can, it's just like a new post every week, and they do it on Sundays. And from what I understand, the whole thing started out as like a social project. Mm. And this is like it was back in 2005.
Y'all.
So, and it's 2019.
It's almost 15 years later.
Exactly.
We knocking on 2020.
Right. So. You feel me? It'll be 15 years in 2020. So that's actually kind of awesome.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting. So I'm going to share with you guys a few of those secrets. you know, from the postsecrets.com, as well as a few confessions from the Reddit site. You know, Reddit is, that is a fucking, like, a wormhole. Like, it is, you...
Look, I had a friend telling me about Reddit the other day, and I was like, you know, this whole time I have heard of Reddit, but never went to actually look at the site or like, experience it. And when he explained it, I'm like, so basically it's like a forum for forums. Like, you just get to whatever you
want
to know.
Whatever you want.
You just go dive in. Feet first, head first, hands first, whatever first you want to do. Dive in. And like you said, it's like a wormhole because you just got sunk into everything. And you can just hop around and all the rest of that. So
there are people who actually... somebody knocked my door, am I tripping?
Nope, that was me clearing my throat.
Okay, good. Well, I'm off anyway. So there are... I forgot what I was going to say now. That door knocked, just threw me off. What was I talking about?
You know, you're on Reddit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So, like, Reddit has a lot of... That was hilarious how your mind can just be like... So, Reddit is just so awesome because, like, I used to go there to find, like, true crime things because I'm really into true crime and paranormal things. So, you can find the ghost stories and experiences there. And then when I saw postsecrets.com, I thought to myself, I know Reddit has lots of forums for that.
Right.
So, I found a forum for that, and I want to go ahead and share some of those with you guys. So yeah, this is gonna be a very interesting episode. And if you guys, you know, maybe we should actually do like a secret, like, episodes here. You guys can, like, email me or send me your secrets from the P.O. box. You don't have to get me your return address, and we can do that every now and then.
We should try that out.
That'll be fun.
We should test that out and allow y'all to have a
get it
open,
off your chest,
a safe place, basically, safe haven. That, you know, you can send in some secrets. Because sometimes it is just the fact of writing it down and getting it out and not having to be attached to it.
Yep. Yep. That's a wonderful thing it is, yes. I don't know what accent that was, you know. But yeah, if you guys would like to do that, you know, give me a call, 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Or you can tweet me on Twitter at True Smiles Jones. Everything is spelled correctly, just true without the E. Also, you can email me at ambersmilesjones@gmail.com. And I promise I will not disclose to anyone who you are. Your secrets are safe with me. I've always wanted to say that. And I mean it. I just always wanted to say that. You know, and if you don't trust me, I do have a P.O. box as well. that'll be in the episode notes below. But before we get started, I have a favor to ask. If you are listening to this podcast on iTunes, click the pause button for a moment. Actually, you don't have to do that. Just go to iTunes, rates, review me. I feel like I've earned 5 stars.
You know, 4.5 is okay if you don't feel like we earned 5. But I'm telling you, 5 is the way to go.
Hey, round up. Don't listen to her. Round up. We learned that in algebra. Round up.
Some people aren't good in math, you know?
That means go to the highest number available that's next. Okay. I would love it. Because if you review the podcast, it does help get the podcast to other people who have not heard of us yet.
Right.
Who would love to bust a gut listening to my melanated voice in their ears.
I'm just saying. A smile and laugh, just, it does the body good.
Hee-hee. You know what I'm saying?
Ha-ha.
So support your girl. You know what I'm saying? Share the Professionally Silly podcast with a friend. All that. And actually, before we get into this next part, I have some very interesting information for you if you want to start your own podcast for free. You can do what I'm doing right now using the app that I'm using right now.
Pause. Did you just say the free ski?
Free! In Spanish, gratis.
Gratis!
So, and then after that, we're gonna get to this amazing random secretive podcast episode. Okay, so you guys gonna come and join the podcasting community. Share your voice here on Anchor. You guys heard it. It's free. You know, the thing is, a lot of people, they think they have nothing to say and they wonder who's gonna listen to me. Let me tell you something. There are a lot of people out there who agree and see the world the way you do. And if they don't, maybe they're interested in how you do.
Exactly.
So, and the topics you can discuss are endless.
I mean, honestly, it's nothing but having a conversation with friends or just having a conversation in general.
Yeah.
About any topic that kind of comes to mind. All you do is grab your phone, download the Anchor Station, create your own, and record.
Boom. So make sure you guys check that out. The Anchor app is available on, actually on iTunes. iTunes and
Google Play.
Google Play. And it's also, like, what am I trying to say? Android and Apple. Ah,
right. I couldn't find any device
yeah.
to download.
Yeah, Anchor. Yeah, download that shit.
You know what? Let's rewind back. You can't get your grandma's old flip phone and actually.
Yeah, no, you
it's
can't.
It's not
going to
really work.
Those don't do apps. You can't use a Jitterbug. You can't use that. All right, so let's go ahead and get into these confessions.
These are my confessions. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just did that one part. I didn't go, you know, I can't afford it. Okay, so this first secret is a very interesting one, and I gotta be honest with you, I did not expect the ending. No. So, yeah, this is interesting. So, I label this one, Guy Ditches Taxi Payment.
Ah.
And it says here, and this is one that I found on Reddit, and it says, I was staying with my grandma whilst my granddad was in the hospital. Yeah, he's super, like, yeah, formal. So, got a taxi home around 4 a.m., had keys, and was staying long-term. I was all kinds of wonky and didn't realize I had no money until we were near her home. And I didn't want to wake her to get the cash. Feared she may not even have any in the house, so I stopped him, ten houses early and claimed I'd run into my house and grab it. I walked into the neighbor's front gate, into their backyard, and drove through the hedge at the back of the house and behind, and walked back to my grandma's house and went to find my grandma, who was waiting up for me. The next morning, we discovered that the cab driver had banged on our neighbor's door trying to get his money, and the police were called, and everyone was trying to work out what happened and why there was a large hole in the fence, because he broke through the hole trying to get away from the taxi driver. So he said, I got away scot-free, and my grandma found it hilarious, as she hates that neighbor, but I feel awful about it, especially that poor taxi driver working on New Year's Eve.
Oh, man.
What an asshole.
Right? I see what you mean about the ending, because it's like, bruh, and it was New Year's Eve? They was probably taxing that ass.
On
that ride. But on top of that, it there's like funny parts to that, and then there's like sucky parts to it. Because it's like, the first thing that pops up in my head is, of all people, it ended up being the neighbor that the grandmother does not like.
Right. Karma's a bitch.
It is. Like,
what did he do to make that sweet old grand lady mad at
you? Because some grandparents, they be on point. They don't be too bad.
They be smelling like cookies and shit. But, you know, that one made me laugh a bit. I can honestly say that I've never gone anywhere and forgot my money. Luckily, knock on wood.
What's crazy, though, is it reminds me of a story of a friend of mine recently where she left her cash at home and she went to get her nails done. And
they don't fuck with that shit.
Oh, they don't. And the funny thing is, she knew that she left her wallet home and went back while she was like close by and grabbed it, put it in a jacket that she had on, and then changed her jacket because another one was cuter.
And forgot it again.
Shit. So she didn't. It didn't dawn on her until after she got her nails done. I was like, "Oh, where's?"
So how does she get her? Whoa.
So how does she get out of that one?
Yeah,
she dried her nails for about 30 minutes until somebody came to the shop to bring her money. Like the lady kept going, like,
"Why are you still here?"
Yeah, she's like, "Nails done." She's like, "No, I'm good. I'm just drying.
Just waiting for your money."
Yeah, but they don't play. That's one. Yeah, that's one of the places you will not be able to just get out of that.
Yeah, they call the police quick on your ass over there.
But they thought it was a funny scenario.
Shit. I guess I never really forgot my money because I usually don't fucking have any. So
yeah, I'm so nice.
I'm always fucking home, so it's hard to forget shit that you don't have, you know? But yeah, this was New Year's Eve, so chances are, you know, he was probably drunk, you know, and like probably really scared about getting in trouble or pissing him off. And
right.
I, I mean, I can tell you one thing. I've definitely made a lot of dumbass decisions, you know, outside of sobriety. You know, being drunk as fuck. And honestly, I've made some dumbass decisions when I was sober as hell, too. But, you know. Yeah.
Neither here nor there.
Yeah, it's whatever, you know. But, Buddy definitely should have, you know, woken his grandma up and tried to get that cash. I don't know. I'm just too honest of a person. I don't know.
Yeah, I was about to say, it would bother me, too. And it would, because then I would be like, well, what if that was me?
Yeah, facts.
And then back to the karma thing. Like, so how does this karma work when you...
Facts.
You know, but... it is a funny story to this thing because, like I said, the whole cab driver banging on the door to the neighbors that happen to be the neighbors the grandmother doesn't like.
Fuck you, neighbor.
Fuck, you're asleep.
Right, yeah. So you ready for this next secret?
I am ready.
So the next secret I got from postsecret.com, and I love it. So the first secret revealed is, as a kid, I slipped Hershey bars up my sleeve at the grocery store, and then I would go to the store bathroom and eat them. That is genius. It's also a crime, but genius. Because technically, he never left the store with the item. You know, there's no evidence. That kid's like Ocean's 11 or some shit.
Right. The fact that, oh my gosh. Maybe because I'm such a fat kid, and I'm like, why did I never think of that?
Right. Like, I should have done that years ago. I'm going to try that at Walgreens.
I can't.
Well, I don't have a bathroom. Shit.
I'm like, I'm gonna get caught. That is, wow. Not yet. You don't want to try that nowadays. Nowadays.
They got cameras and shit.
Not even just that. They just take everything so seriously nowadays. Yeah. Like, whereas, like, we're laughing about this now. But if I think of back then when we were younger, it would have not really been anything that was, like, how can I put it? You wouldn't have gotten into a whole lot of trouble.
Wouldn't have been that
then.
Big of a deal.
Right. Yeah. But now they'll try to charge a kid for an adult's
facts.
Over something like that. So
No. So this next secret is in this is so gross. It says, I use my parents' condoms for, well, my own pleasure. Well, there you go.
it's a secret, so we don't know if it
was
a guy or a girl.
I don't know.
This can go two ways. Three ways. Five ways.
Ways.
Right. Because, like, it's like, okay.
So many.
Well, one, was this a solo use of their condoms for your own pleasure, or was this like a... use between you and a
how
partner.
How many condoms can you take from your parents before they notice?
That is a good question. It depends on how much sex your parents
have. Shut up!
You asked!
Okay, first of all, I have a hard time taking condoms from my parents. First of all, in my mind, my parents don't have sex. Therefore, there's no need for them to have condoms. You know? Thus, no reason for me to need to steal from them. Plus, I can afford condoms. And exactly. I'm also a lesbian, so I don't really need them.
Yeah.
But... I don't know. And also, I was adopted. So my logic reason is my parents are still virgins in my life.
Yeah.
So suck on that. My parents are virgins.
But, I mean, it's funny because I think about it. Like, I remember when your parents are like, the same way children are innocent in their parents' eyes, mm-hmm. There's a reverse psychology of that, too.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to know what our parents
do. Yeah, we don't want to know their fucking people.
So, like, even with seeing stuff like that and attaching it to your parents, unless you just have really cool parents that y'all always talk about, that type of stuff.
Yeah, people who have relationships with their parents like that, that was weird. Yeah, me and my mom would talk about sex. And how?
No.
But, you know, I get criticized a lot because I curse when I speak with my parents. I'll be like, yeah, fuck that. That's ridiculous. And my friends would be like, I can't believe you just said fuck in front of your mom. And I'm like, yeah, she doesn't fucking like it either, but I'm fucking
33. Right. I'm about that.
And I don't live under her roof anymore.
Exactly.
But, I don't just be like, fuck.
Right.
It's in tone and it depends what we're talking about.
In context.
Yeah, it's context. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah. It's context. I'm not like,
back to this whole stealing condoms from your parents things. Y'all, I need the answers. I have questions. I need answers. Like,
call in. Have you ever sold condoms to your parents?
You know? But no, I'm saying, like, okay, so if it was a guy Then was he like jerking off?
Oh, God. Again,
sorry. Hello. You pulled this up.
I did.
If it was a female.
Oh, yeah. Dudes do jerk off into condoms.
Right. And then I was like, if it was a female.
Saves a cleanup, I guess.
If it was a female, like, did she have a toy that she was putting it on and that's why she was using it? Because if not, then why was she using it?
Yeah, it didn't really specify because it did just say, well, the for pleasure, my pleasure.
Exactly. Which was smart on their behalf because it's supposed pleasure. To be a secret.
I mean, like, it was anonymous. She could have given us more.
But our point being is, like, I mean, I'm back to what you started with this. How many condoms did your parents have for you to steal them before they noticed
that I'm you curious about that. Them? That's what this podcast is all about. Let's go ahead. I'm going to... If anybody's in the dark web, find out who this guy is. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. All right. Here's the next one. You ready?
Yep.
This is also from postsecrets.com. I intentionally overcharged a woman for wearing an offensive Trump t-shirt. Good for you!
So, no comments on that one. You know,
I'm gonna
try to be very unbiased, so I'm just
asshole.
Gonna say no comments on that one.
Not
but,
me.
But thumbs up.
Thumbs up. 45 thumbs ups. You know.
Matter of fact, did you overcharge her? You know,
I wonder what was like
on the dollar.
Yeah, what was it? You know, I mean, like, you have a right to vote for whoever you want to vote for.
Very true.
Believe in whatever you want to believe in, but I have a right to overcharge your ignorant ass, and that's what she fucking did.
I
good
mean,
for you.
You know.
I'm sorry, but...
I apologize, but not... Sorry, not sorry?
Yeah, sorry, not sorry.
You know?
We can all be honest here. Donald Trump is and always will be one of the most embarrassing things that the USA has ever done.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You know, I'm...
No, I'm not.
I'm going to put it this way. As a human
so
being...
I feel about
so don't you... As a human being, you know, we all have the right to have our own opinions.
Yeah,
and,
that's the best part about America.
Thing and all the rest of that. However, he's such a narcissist that I don't really claim him as a human being anymore. So
he's like a creature. That's a really good creature sound, right?
Yeah,
it hurt my throat.
All right, so what's the next
one? Sexy. All right, so the next one we've got another post secret post, and it says, "I am 50 years old. I am a prominent member of my church and community. I write homoerotic fan fiction for Marvel characters. Please don't judge me."
I'm not judging at all. You better do your thing.
This
may
be the best podcast episode.
Yeah, you better do your thing. And the reason why I say that is because people fail to realize, no matter what religion you believe in, mm-hmm. how spiritual you want to say you are, this and third, you are still human. How do you think all these Christian human babies came about? Because there was a lot
human
of sex going
babies.
On. So, I don't blame them. They found out that that's something that they like to do and like to write. You go do that. And still go serve God on Sunday, Wednesday, and every other day that you wake up. So,
serving Jesus.
Just saying. You know, there's a balance.
That actually sounded nice.
That did sound like it. There's a balance. Find it.
I mean, I gotta say that there's a lot of people that are God-fearing. Uh-huh. I'm doing quotes with that. You can't see me, obviously. But a lot of prominent church members, more air quotes, have secrets that they would judge others for having.
Oh, yeah.
Most of them. And usually there's worse than the shit that they judge you for.
Prime example. Think about how many Christians. Oh, I'm so mad.
I'm sorry. I just remembered about that pastor that the video's going around him eating pussy. You haven't heard
no.
of that? Yeah, it was like this preacher, this black dude. He's like a preacher, and there's like a video of him going around, going down on some chick or something.
No.
And then he posted a video on Twitter because he was pissed off at everybody judging him. He said, "I'm a preacher and I'm a man and I like pussy and you whatever the fuck
oh
he said."
Oh my goodness!
It was so you have
no.
not heard of it. Oh, but this
I
is like
having ghosts. You thought maybe, I was kidding?
Yeah, you were kidding. It's like a month ago. Look that
but,
shit up. Preacher eating pussy.
Oh
I'm sure
my
there.
Gosh! I mean, now granted though.
It.
Just saying, you know, on the flip side, for those pastors that are married and have wives and kids, something goes down for them
yeah.
to have them kids.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. But anyways, as we digress,
digressing.
I'm just saying, like, you know, it's funny that people feel like because you're supposed to be spiritual or because you're supposed to be...
That you're not a person.
That you're not a person or that you can't have fun or do certain things. Like, at the end of the day... Yeah, it is under the umbrella of God or you know, in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But Some of these Christians and spiritual people out here are the most freakiest people you will ever meet.
Yo.
However, they're for you with the right person.
Facts. So, they be freak.
Right.
There are some dudes who will go to church just to pick up a church broad. Because when they get that girl home and she ain't in church, she been praising Jesus. She, you know what I'm saying? She's been spiritual, did everything right.
Holy and sanctified.
Right. So when it's time to be bad, they be bad. Right.
There's a holy and sanctified bad version too. Mm-hmm. That's good.
They say lady in the streets, but I freaking the sheets.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
But you know, in my experience, people like that are the biggest hypocrites of them all. Hypocrite.
Yeah.
And okay, let me tell you something. Hypocrite is pretty much someone who conveniently forgets their own faults so they can point out and judge someone else's.
Yeah.
That, I believe that's like the Webster's definition.
That sounds about right.
It sounds like Webster.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
One of those bitches.
That hyphenated one, you know.
you know, that bitch. So, we've got another confession.
These are my confessions.
Via Reddit. I've dealt with bullies before.
Okay.
We all have, for the most part, at one point of our lives, most likely. And even as adults, you still fucking do. That doesn't end. So, it's why it's so annoying. I'm not going to get into that. All right. New podcast. Another podcast. And just because you're an adult, like I said, it doesn't mean the bullying stops. And I've said this before in a podcast, and I believe I said this earlier just now with you.
Mm-hmm.
Being an adult is a big kid who pays taxes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, I guess most of them do. But let's take a gander at how this guy decided to deal with his bully.
Okay.
Ready for this one? Okay. So this one's called, I set the neighborhood's bully's yard on fire. So that's what he did. This was a long time ago, and I was barely a teenager, but I still think about it whenever there's a drought. That's funny. Growing up, I lived in a nice neighborhood, low crimes, middle class, friendly neighbors with the exception of one jackass. Let's call him Frank. That is a jackass name. Okay. Yeah. Frank was... Sorry, Franks, if you're listening to this.
Yeah.
oops, I did it. Because I'm always putting my foot in my mouth. All right, so Frank was borderline psychopathic, is what it says here. His favorite pastime was tormenting his severely autistic sister. What a dick.
Ah, oh, that is such a dick.
What a dick. He'd tell her awful things like she wasn't loved by her parents or a dog ran away because he hated her. He convinced her to run away from home all the time, and this was a normal part of life for us to see her wandering around and guide her back home, and that's only what I witnessed. Frank was also a jackass to everyone else. He'd pop holiday inflatable decorations or steal them and dump them on somebody else's lawn. He vandalized the school or surrounding area with racist or derogatory words and phrases. He also enjoyed harming other people. One time I was riding my bike and he thought it would be funny to push me off while I was going full speed.
Frank sound like he need his ass whooped, but I'm sorry. Continue.
How is there not an investigation discovery episode on this guy?
I'm just saying.
He's a serial killer now.
I'm just saying. Frank he's a serial sound killer. Like he needs his ass whooped. You know, the right black parent would have gotten him straight.
Oh, yeah, you know this person.
AKA
right?
my
this is
parent, but you know, it's okay.
Facts, it would not have happened. Where was I? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, another time he threw a football at my head as hard as he could. Though he missed, I still tossed it over the neighbor's fence and he nearly pummeled me. Oh yeah, you're white. Pummeled. Okay. this kid was a real prick. Oh yeah, white. Prick. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were like, fucking dick. Like, you know. All right.
Yeah.
His mom never really seemed to do anything about it. She apologized, then make excuses about why he's behaving that way. Often citing the lack of a dad without actually doing anything or trying and curb his behavior. Mm-hmm. One hot summer, curb his behavior. Now that starts to sound mixed. Okay. One hot summer day, I had enough, and it was late summer, and most people's lawns were dead and dry. I waited for them to leave the house and then dropped a match on their lawn, and it didn't take long for it to spread. And soon, their entire front lawn was ablaze. I did stick around to watch, but considering how hot it was that day, I don't think anybody was outside to notice. I checked back an hour or so later, and the lawn was just a blackened mess, and they were home. Not sure if the cops were called, but nothing seemed to ever have come of it. I was always a good kid, so even if there was an investigation, I more than likely wouldn't have been a suspect. Since Frank was involved with gangs, they might have thought it may have something to do with that. Looking back on it, I probably did more harm to his mom than to him.
Exactly.
Right. And I could have caused an actual house fire, and it was insanely dumb to play with fire during a drought. But at the time, it felt good to get back at him for being a prick.
Yeah, so about that. I get that he was getting it off his chest to want to do something.
But
that
at the same
but
time...
But honestly, none of that affected Frank.
Yeah, Frank doesn't give a fuck about his lawn.
Right.
He doesn't care about people.
Why he probably wouldn't be the one cutting the lawn.
Frank is like, well, this is awesome. My lawn's black and matches my soul. Like, what the fuck?
I'm like you. For the most part, it's more of the fact of the adult that it affects.
Yeah.
As well as...
Because it's expensive. You can't, you know.
Yeah. And then as well as the fact that that could have turned into a firefighter.
Yeah. Like. Can I also point something out here? I'm probably going to get a lot of shit for this, but I don't give a fuck. I'm really sick and tired of people using an absentee parent as an excuse to be a dick.
Yeah, that
I'm
was
sick
something
of that,
that
shit.
Not even just that, just in general. Not
he
even
doesn't
I'm not,
have
we're
his
not
father.
Even just gonna say parents.
He's a dick.
Just guardian, parent,
anything.
People in general, like
you
guys,
could be a good
get
person.
It. You, we all have something in life that
I mean, it may be deeper.
Somebody that's, you know, that's missing, or we all have our. Thing that we have to fight through, live through, push through to be a better person.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you should be trying to figure out how to be a better person regardless of who's around.
I have a friend of mine who was in foster care and is now running for city council.
Right. That's
super,
what I'm
saying.
You know, like, what I'm saying? Like, we've had people who didn't have parents at
all.
Had
a shitty childhood.
Or,
shitty. You know?
You know, so it's not, you cannot use those things as an excuse or as a vice or as a crutch.
No, you can't.
Like, no, you just have to be better.
And you know, it may be deeper than I'm making it. I don't know, but there's
no
ignoring the
like,
fact that
I feel like people that's the
people
easy
like
way
excuses.
Out at time. Yeah.
Oh, my mom didn't hug me when I was a kid,
right.
So I fucking raped a bunch of bitches.
Oh,
that's horrible.
My parents didn't give me a car when I was 16.
Yeah.
So like we come up with so many different vices.
It's fucking dumb.
Or excuses, and then it's like, bruh, somebody always has it worse.
My dad wasn't there for me, so I stole your car.
But then they don't even say, well, why wasn't your dad there for me? Because he was the CEO of the company.
Yeah,
like, not because, the cops killed my dad. Like,
my diamond
like,
shoes are too tight.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
So,
all right.
But we'll get off of that, clearly.
Fuck that asshole. But yeah, also, if you're a bully, fuck you, by the way. You know
like,
what I'm saying?
Bully is not the
they
way
suck,
to go.
They suck burnt donkey balls.
So
fuck bullies.
No, but bullying isn't the way to go, guys. Seriously, if you see someone bullying somebody, help stand up for them. If you are the bully, look into yourself and figure out why the hell are you, like, being a dick, basically.
Dick!
Because that's not the way to go.
Yeah, man, it's
clearly you have something going on with you that you that's deeper.
And
that
you know what?
Tap into.
I can't even be too blah blah on it, like too black and white, because I've been a bully and I've been the victim of bullying.
Right. So you
but I was a child, you know, so it happens, you know. And even in adulthood, I want to be like, you know.
But you know what? Also, honestly, we all have been bullied or been a bully at some point.
Yeah.
Like, you've literally been both.
Yeah.
Because the thing
at
is,
at one point,
we always associate bullying with like the physical version of bullying, but if you talk about people, if you
especially
said
now with social media and
like
all this shit.
You bully somebody in some way, shape, or form, and regardless if you knew it or not. So
but you know what,
check yourself
before you wreck yourself. Bring that back. Yes, I have to say, you know, whether or not you were a bully or you were the person being bullied, you know what I'm saying? We've all felt like we were not important, or we all felt like no one liked us, and we were alone and all that stuff. You're not alone in that feeling.
Right.
The issue that you need to try to take, you know, to consideration is to understanding that everyone feels like that at one point in their life. And if they don't, then they're fucking insane.
They're lying. And then, too, that brings me to, like, going back to something that you stated earlier. this is, if you feel like you're alone in that, this is when you do stuff like create your own Boom. Anchor station. Yep. Because now when you talk about it.
Get it out.
You get it out and then you realize.
Mm-hmm. Other people feel the same way.
Right. Or yeah. other people are looking for that outlet to be able to connect with someone like you.
Yeah. So. And you know, it's fucking perfect that you just said that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've got something that I want you guys to take a listen to.
Uh-oh.
We will be right back.
Yeah.
Yay!
Okay, so let's get back to these crazy confessions. You may hear my cat eating her food in the background.
Confession. Yeah. She's yeah. a fat kid just
yeah,
like us.
Yeah, she is. She likes food. I think we all do.
Yes, yeah, that's it. Confession.
It's
she's
so
a fat
weird
kid just
that
like
she
us.
Likes food. So postsecret.com comes at us with another doozy. And I found this one. It says, I found this inside a magazine on an airplane. Now he found a note and the note read, this is your moment. The time is now. So he goes on to share. As soon as I arrived home, I took the ring I've had in my pocket for 2 years out and proposed to my girlfriend in the middle of the airport. She said yes.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That is dope. Like,
I mean, I wouldn't really call it a confession, but I guess.
Well, I mean, but it's a dope story.
Of what, yeah, of
well,
what inspired the proposal.
That's what I was going to say. It's probably yeah. the secret of, I don't know if he ever told that to his girlfriend, like, he found that note, which is what.
I hope he would have, because that would be a beautiful, like...
story.
It's like, because he's had the ring for 2 fucking years.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So, I mean, isn't that what it said?
Or were they together for 2 years? Which, he might have had it for 2 years.
No, it says I had it in my pocket for 2 years. So,
oh,
he's
wow.
had the ring for 2 years.
Yo, let's pause for a second. Hold on.
He knew he was going to marry her.
Hold on.
He knew.
But did he?
I mean, you don't buy a diamond for a bitch you're not sure about.
No, but I'm saying, okay, sorry. So let me give background of why I'm asking that question, or asking that way.
It's about to get real.
No, now granted, when you buy a ring for someone, it's normally because you know that you want to marry that person, or you know you want to spend the rest of your life with that person. But on flip side, there are some people that will buy your ring in advance. Even before they meet the person. Like, I know
oh.
someone right now that...
Like a just-in-case ring?
Well, not even just a just-in-case. Like, I know somebody right now. And granted, you know, this made me kind of think, like, ooh, maybe I should talk to them. Because, you know, because...
They already got the bling.
This person bought a 3-carat centerpiece, 2.5-carat surrounding ring... And he is not engaged. He's not dating anybody. This is the ring for their future wife. He already got it.
Oh.
So, with being and knowing somebody like that, that's why I have to come up front and go, okay, he's had the ring for 2 years. So, did he have the ring because he's been with this person during that amount of time?
Oh.
And he bought the ring specifically for her and been just trying to figure out when to propose? Or did he have the ring because he bought a ring prior?
Oh, you know, and you know what? Now that you're saying that, there's a third option. What if he already had that engagement ring and someone said
exactly.
no and he kept it and recycled
because
it?
Because that was going to be my other statement.
We just turned this into the ugliest fucking thing.
No, it's not. It's, well, you got to have
I
all
did it because I'm bitter. Fuck their happiness.
No, I have all perspectives because
yeah.
I've been in the situation in the case where I almost got engaged. Not once, but twice. In my
by the
lifetime.
Same person or different
no,
people?
Two different people.
Oh,
if
this
it's
is
by
a
the,
bad
if
bitch sitting next to me.
I'm so done. If it's by the same person, then it's 3 and 4. Okay, anyways, we're not going to go through that. But the point being is, one person, when I was in college, he had already, he was almost done with buying a ring, mm-hmm. and then some stuff happened. He took that ring back. What I did not know is that he took that ring back to get another ring. Right. And then we didn't work out. So, who's to say that he didn't keep the ring for the next person?
That's true. You know? I mean, it's a nice sentiment or whatever, but I think it's kind of jumping the gun a bit only because what if the woman you're with doesn't like that cut or that type of ring? It's not their
true.
Style. It's not... Because women want... I mean, it's expensive
yeah.
piece of jewelry.
I thought about
you're
that.
You're to get to know that girl.
I thought about that, and I think
what
it's
if she
a couple...
diamonds?
It's a couple... Yeah, because I wasn't a fan of diamonds. This past time,
Diamonds are not always a girl's best friend.
It's not. Or not the, your normal diamonds you go for.
I mean, I like diamonds. Send them to my P.O. box.
You know, I'm just saying for me, like this past time, it was... I saw a ring that it was chocolate diamond and like it was different, and then I like opal, so it was a different mix than your normal engagement or your normal wedding ring. By the way, I'm single though, just in case y'all wondering.
Yes,
this was just, you know, prior.
Maybe you did something nice like getting your fiance like her birthstone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I agree, but I feel like also on that note, if you were to buy something prior, you can also get it customized.
Well, that's true.
You know,
that's
you true. Already own it.
I feel like for me, if I was going to be receiving a ring, I would want the person that I'm with to get to know me and know what I'm like first.
I agree.
I don't want a ring that you bought like 18
just
years before. Like, that's, I don't know.
But then again, I think it depends though, because this is the thing. What if they got something that you don't necessarily like, but then you like the amount of carrots that was in it? Like, I mean, you know, if somebody
you gotta accept what you gotta accept.
And what if they say, here's a 30-carat rock? Your ass ain't about to be like, well, it wasn't princess cut. It didn't have pearls. It wasn't a pair.
I can trade it in for a car.
Like, you know, like, I'm just saying. And then my past person, the person that I thought I was going to marry, what took me off guard was the fact that they were like, oh, yeah, I'm already planning on spending $10,000 on a ring. And I was like, excuse me, pause.
And that's just the engagement ring.
I was like, time out. So I got my last car for like $7,000.
Right.
It's like, what do you mean?
What's happening?
You know? But anyways, that's a whole nother story in itself.
It's so funny because like before we discussed that, I was thinking to myself, I mean, well, I still am. But when you think about it, you imagine the odds. Like, out of all the planes that he could have sat, been
and
assigned
to.
And all the seats he could have sat in. And not even just that. It's also the same, the odds, also for the person who wrote the note and left that note inside that magazine.
Exactly. Like, what were they going through to write the note?
I want to start leaving random, like, notes to
I have
people.
To fly out in the morning and,
leave notes. Yeah.
And so I think I'm going to do that tomorrow. I got a couple planes that I got to be on, so.
And if you're in one of those seats that have, like, three seats, write one for all three. See,
I might do that. I might write the notes tonight.
That'd be so cool.
And then put them in.
Smile squad. Let's spread some positivity.
Yes.
Everybody leave random positive notes somewhere where you know somebody can find it.
Exactly.
Because you just never know. Just something like you matter or something like you're loved, or because you never know when someone's
shine bright like a diamond. Quotes from a song.
Shine bright like a diamond.
I'm just saying. Okay. You know, say Rihanna said it when you put it in the note.
Yeah, you can't afford the rights to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
But no, I think that was really cool. Yeah. And also, just to give y'all a little insight on that, I don't know how many people are spiritual or not, but what I will say is for me, God always gives you a message when you need it most.
Facts.
It doesn't always have to be.
We're all the messengers.
Exactly. We're always messengers for somebody else. Not just ourselves. So, you know, because also the part we didn't think about, how many times do we sit on a plane and we don't even look at the magazine?
Facts.
Like, so the fact that it wasn't even just
people
on
have
the note
their
of,
like iPads and phones and computers.
It wasn't even on the note of just him like
fuck those
sitting
magazines.
In the right seat or
they're
being on
germs.
The right plane. Mm-hmm. But it was also he took the notion to actually go and open the magazine in the first
Facts.
Place.
Yeah, that's a good point. And also, I feel like it's kind of fucking amazing to be a small piece of someone else's story.
Yeah.
And even though you're not aware of it.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, we all are a small piece of someone else's story. Think about it like this. Imagine how many pictures there are of you and you're in the background of somebody else's shit and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
They don't know it. How many times have
that's
you gone
true.
To like TGI Fridays and somebody's celebrating something and you're at the next table, they're taking photos and videos and you're a part of their shit and don't even know it?
I think about it because we're in LA right now, but I mean, I used to be in Atlanta and on set.
ATL, bitch, it's home.
ATL, ho. Okay, but point being is like, when you're on set, the extras on set, that's all the people you don't know by their name, you don't know them by their face, they're just people on there. They make whatever movie, whatever TV show, whatever you are watching, they make that happen and possible because you need the extra bodies.
Facts.
Like, so just like that, you're that same way in life. They don't have to know your name, your face, or none of the rest of that.
We're
extra bodies.
Right.
To help fulfill a bigger picture.
It's the circle of life. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba.
And that movie just came out this past summer.
I love it.
Summer.
I got to see it. I love it. Okay, so
I actually just watched it, by the
which
way.
Which one? The new one?
Lion King, yeah, with Beyonce.
Reboot?
And,
I saw the screening of it, the IMAX theater. Awesome.
Yeah, I watched it on a plane ride because I've been
the
on a lot
of plane rides.
The
original is better, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Original is definitely better.
Because, you know, we grew it,
but,
up with it. And
but granted, I will, what I will say, and then we'll move on.
It was cool.
It was definitely cool. It did live up to my expectations of it because, like, unlike Aladdin, I wish I didn't.
I need to see
that.
The newer one.
I wish I didn't pay for it. I would have done the premiere for it, but it just.
I just like Will Smith, and I watch
exactly.
Anything he's in.
And I did like Will Smith, but the thing is, like with Aladdin, it didn't really line up to the storyline of Aladdin when you watch the
yeah.
movie stuff and just like another thing.
Reboots
so,
of shit
yeah.
because they always try to make it different to
yep.
make it their
and
own.
And then it was like
yeah.
they added songs
and
for
they
Jasmine.
Add shit. Yes.
And I was like, yo, this
Beyonce had a whole fucking song.
No, 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 but that, no, 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 but that was okay. It went along with the lining of The Lion King. Jasmine's shit did not go along with Aladdin. Aladdin was supposed to be about Aladdin.
What was she singing about, like fidget spinners or something?
So, so they tried to put in, and granted, we are women talking on this, so we can say this shit. They were trying to kind of talk about the fact that Jasmine didn't have a say-so for herself in the movie. But guys, why didn't y'all just wait and create a movie called Jasmine? Like, I'm just saying, like, you kind of took away
None
the spotlight
fucking Disney
of Aladdin.
Princesses have a say so in anything.
But not just that, but the thing is, the movie wasn't about Jasmine. First
about
off, because this is the thing. She
yeah.
was already privileged either way.
Yeah, she was the best supporting character at best.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, she was privileged. Your dad was the, come on, like,
yeah.
you're the princess. So
yeah, even though Jafar was trying to fuck her,
right?
But
yeah,
still,
very true. But
was Jafar her uncle? No,
no.
Okay, good. Because I was like, this just got
yeah,
dark.
Incest. But point being is like, I get what they were trying to do. They should have held off, and just
yeah.
created a
yeah.
second part, and then just like what think about it, Lion King. Then you have Lion King 1.5, which then talked about Timon
yep.
and Pumbaa.
Yep.
Like you, it's a creative way to do mm-hmm. that and go about that they did not do, which kind of made the original. I mean that live version suck a little.
I love the fact that she keeps giving me segues to things without knowing it.
Yeah.
You guys, for some of the new listeners here who are not aware, I actually not long ago did a podcast that was labeled The Dark Fairies Behind the Lion King.
Oh.
And it was really interesting. So actually, one of those dark fairies is that Timon is a cult leader.
Really?
Think about it. He fucking takes young animals,
uh-huh.
all right, ones that are very vulnerable
uh-huh.
at the time. You know, Pumbaa, you know, nobody cared about him anymore because,
right.
you know, he fucking stank, so
right.
they kicked
thought
him out.
Get rid of, yeah.
Right, Simba thought he killed his father.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he's teaching them Hakuna Matata, his way of life. Now, I'm not saying
he's
a bad cult leader. I'm just saying he is one. I'm not
Ooh.
Saying he's evil or anything.
That is very interesting way to put it. And
yeah.
like now that you put it that way.
And there's a lot of theories like that
scratching.
That I discussed on that podcast. Check that out. I'll put the link to that in the show notes. Or I'm going to do that.
Yes.
I'll put the link to that in the show notes, the dark theories behind The Lion King.
I think that's pretty cool, though. That's pretty dope. And it's funny how
it's
we mesh
cool.
so well because like, all of this stuff is new to me hearing as far as like
she doesn't know what's gonna
yeah we just kind of go off of vibes and how it feels in our normal conversations because this is how we are but I'm also your voice of reason, so it makes sense.
There you go. Bitch, I love it. All right, so let's go on to the next secret, shall we?
Okay.
All right, so the next secret is, and it reads, I fantasize about sneaking into your house with a spare key I had made while house sitting for you. Oh. Clearly, we need to be careful who we're allowing to house sit for us.
I'm just saying.
Clearly,
give them a fake key.
Yes.
One
wow.
that only works for while they house
yeah.
sit and they change your locks back.
Wow. My question is, what? Okay, what is it that this person wants? You know, why are you in my house when I'm not there? What are you looking for?
Not even just that. Is this somebody that's like a secret admirer that you did not know was a secret admirer?
I don't know. Is it creepier if that person's in your house when you're there, or creepier when that person's in, like, without your knowledge, or creepier when that person's in your house when you're not there without your knowledge?
I think they both weigh out the same for me. Because
yeah,
they're
fucking
why the
creepy.
Fuck are you in my house?
Yeah,
I just stuck at that.
I watch entirely too much Investigation Discovery
yeah.
to this not to fucking creep me out, because now I'm thinking, oh, this dude's a serial killer.
Yeah, clearly. That's what I'm saying. Like, and then also, and you know what? Okay, so
he's gonna serial kill
my
this
own
person.
Little secret. I've thought about that at times too. Like if I had a key to somebody's house, or somebody's place or whatnot. Depending on the person. Normally, mm-hmm. I'm very close to them anyways. But, like, yeah. My thought process would be like, oh, should I get a key made so that you can just keep your key and I can just have this one? Not saying that I'm trying to come in your house without you knowing, but I'd rather just have a key so that if I do have to come, you don't have to go out your
way. I wouldn't mind having people in my life who are, like on the show Friends, where they just show up, like, hey, what's going on, Ross?
But I'm still going to tell you. I'm not going to just
text me.
Yeah, like, I have a key to my godbrother's house.
Naked or...
And you could have company.
Something.
Like, something. You could just be sleeping.
My house could be dirty as fuck.
But, like, that's how it was with my godbrother when he got his house.
Asphyxiation. I could be doing that.
Like, with you.
I like to struggle for breath while I masturbate. No, I'm just kidding.
When my godbrother got his house, like, I wanted to have a key to his house. But then my statement was, like, mm-hmm. I will always let you know, one, when I'm in town, and two, if I'm even coming your way, or if I want to come your way, because you still have the right to tell me no. Like, you have the right to say, hey, I have company. Hey, I got this going on, and no.
No!
But I still have a key. But I also asked.
I'm fucking paranoid about everything and everyone. Yeah. I'm a true crime addict. Yeah. And just, like, there's this, This true crime podcast I love called Crime Junkie. And they have a saying, and I love it. Be rude. Be rude, stay alive. Because if someone is weirding you out, you don't have to be nice. Like, you know, someone's like coming up to you and like,
you can,
why are you following me, you weirdo? Like, be rude, stay alive. I'd rather be rude than dead.
Exactly.
And also another true crime podcast I love, My Favorite Murder. And they have a saying that I fucking love, and we do this every fucking day. Stay sexy and don't get murdered.
Yep, that is the statement, and it's very true.
It's beautiful. Yeah. All right, so our next secret is... You cool?
Yep.
All right, she stood up. I got scared.
Yeah, no.
She's
no,
super tall. She's
fucking I'm giant. I'm 5'8 without heels, and I always have on heels, so I'm like...
She's got like 18 inch
whatever
hill boots and shit.
I don't know you. I have on knee high boots. Thank you very much.
She's gonna work that corner in a minute. Get my money, whore. Yeah, you sex worker.
Stretch the legs for a second.
So the next secret is, I hate working as a janitor for arrogant rich people. So I, this is so fucked up. So I cleaned their computer keyboards with the toilet brush. That's fucked up.
But then, it's fucked up.
It's fucked up and hilarious at the same time.
Yeah, but then also I'm like, so wait, if you clean it with the brush, like, is the brush dry?
Yeah.
Because you can damage the keyboard.
I mean.
Like, are you doing it because they can touch
to the water? He probably cleaned the bathroom first and then saved the offices for the last part of the day.
I also just kind of like dry.
So it was dry by then. It's fucked
that
up.
That is.
Hilarious.
It's like, you shouldn't have
But also, really unsanitary. but I guess those rich assholes probably had it coming to them.
You know,
plus they already have great medical insurance, so fuck them. I did mention I was an asshole, right? I did. Okay.
Yeah.
don't come for me, okay? Because I'll fucking clean your house with a toilet brush.
You asked for it. That's what I heard.
Bitch. All right. So our next secret is, I'm not gay, but I want to compare my dick size with my friends just to see if my wife's been lying to me all this time. Did you hear that? That dude has a small dick. Did you hear that motorcycle? They just revved up. Okay.
Wait. So why do you have to start it off with I'm not gay if you want
but
to compare your
If you have
dick
to say
size.
I'm not, if you, I'm something but...
I'm just curious to figure out,
protest?
Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, I mean, I get when, you know, people be like, oh, no, homo, this, that, and the third, and maybe if he said no homo, I would have accepted
it better.
But
it's already an anonymous secret.
No, but not just that, I'm saying, I think I would have accepted it better if it was no homo versus I'm not gay.
That's like saying, I'm not racist, but, and then they say some racist shit.
Because in my head, if a dude is wanting to compare sizes with other people, and so, excuse me, therefore he's thinking about the fact of him looking at other people, then I can hear the no homo part, but I can't, the gay part, I just, I'm just not gay.
Because I don't see women like, just put my titties against yours and measure them together.
Actually, I mean, like, we'll just say, what size are you?
Yeah, like, we just ask. We say, girl, you has some nice titties.
Right. Like,
you know, like
we're just out there, but then I wouldn't
look at those titties.
I mean, but then maybe because he's expecting the dudes to lie about their size.
Well, yeah, but also for men, it's kind of a different thing. It's like a macho, and you're not supposed to want to know about your dude.
That's just weird, because people that for straight men, romance, that's a whole different
story.
That's
a real thing.
You know, it really is, and there's a different story. Like, they, we won't even get into
it. I guess my guess is that he's trying to find out if his dick is really the average size. Is that what
I was about to say? But that's, because he didn't give us enough information. He said he just wants to know if his wife is lying. Well, lying about what?
Right.
Like, are you the best she ever had?
Right.
Are you the biggest she ever had?
Maybe she's been lying to him this whole time so he doesn't get his feelings hurt and said he was average, but he really isn't.
But what if she's been with one of the friends and, like,
this bitch always has to go someplace else. You dark bitch.
First off, it was called Secrets. Confessions. Like, wouldn't
it be insane?
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the wife's confessions.
I'm upset. She's now creating confessions for bitches who didn't even confess.
I'm just saying, like, what if the wife was with one of the friends and she was like, no, but you're better than so-and-so.
That's funny.
That's because he said he wanted to see if his wife was lying.
I feel
Why would you want to compare it to your friend?
Yeah.
If, like...
It just seems gay to me.
I mean, why not just look it up? Average just size, like, of dick.
If he wasn't, like, worried about that, because it's anonymous, nobody knows who the fuck you are, so the fact that you feel like you have to... doubly say I'm not gay makes me feel like maybe
that's what I'm saying. That's why I was like,
you know, because all you had to say was, I wonder if my dick is the same size as my buddy's. Is it really average? Like, he could have just said that and kept it done,
you know,
but he brought it up himself.
Now we've got you as suspect.
Boom. All right, I feel like we've talked about dicks enough. Moving on.
I mean, literally.
For me, it's a weird topic. I am a vegetarian. Okay, the next one is, when I was younger, I thought...
Dang. Dang, you couldn't even get it out!
Because I forgot about it until I read the first part.
Okay.
When I was younger, I thought gay men had sex by tying their dicks together. I thought we were done with dicks.
That shows you how the world turns,
huh? That is the most hilarious thing. Oh my god.
Came right back to it.
If you're a kid, I guess, yeah. I mean, you don't think about putting it in someone's ass.
I mean, well, first off, as kids, you don't really think about
sex at all.
Exactly, because your thought process is like, a stork brings the baby to the house.
It's just perfect the way it is. I'm not even saying
it. Yeah, like, it's like, you don't think about, like, mommy and daddy did something for sweetie, the baby to get here.
Sweetie,
like,
if you're listening to this podcast, that is not how gay men have sex. Give me a sec. I'm going to pull up a Pornhub video, play some audio. I'm kidding.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't let your children listen to this podcast.
If that was how, you know, men, they thought gay men, then how do they think gay women?
Right. You probably think the same way that every fucking person thinks, that we all just rub our shit together. Like, everybody's we're all just scissoring all day. Like, that's just scissoring all day. Listen, I gotta say something.
Scissoring
is a lot of fucking work, and there are easier ways to get off than giving yourself rug burn. I'm telling you.
Easier ways.
Moving on to the next one, because I just like that the way it is. Yes, dicks are tied together for gay sex. That's how it's done. Okay, the next one is, I do this all the time. I only pretend to read important documents before I sign them. I just pretend.
Yeah.
I don't even pretend. I just be like, fuck it.
No, I had to start learning.
See, she's smart.
I got her. Nope. Let
be
me
honest. Yeah. How many Apple update terms of services have
first
you actually
off,
read?
Me and Apple don't really get along like that. So, I mean, like,
I know Apple.
IPad,
yeah.
But Apple, I know. You said Android. See?
Oh.
Android. Ugh. Right.
Yeah,
I can't.
I'm just kidding.
Wrong. But
Apple,
I do still have
is,
my iPad.
Yeah.
Like, just phone wise, I can't trust them that much.
Because even when you're on the website and it's like, oh, we've got cookies and blah 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 blah, you're like, all right, accept.
That's true.
You don't even really read it.
Well, just see.
We're gonna get your cookies anyway.
Who got the cookies in the
cookie jar? They're gonna steal your cookies anyway.
But I mean, the thing is too, like, with us being such a tech savvy generation and in a tech savvy world, and dealing with a whole lot of apps and all the rest of that, mm-hmm. you don't read everything that you need to read.
You don't.
Because even down to Google or any app, because there's an app for everything.
So is.
Any app that you get.
Everything.
You don't read the terms. You literally click on the terms, scroll yeah. all the way down.
Boop, done.
And check Except. It. You might yeah. read certain areas or sections. Yeah. But
I think there's a lot of us in the world right now that probably owe half these companies like unborn children or something. We yeah. promise them like...
Yeah.
My first unborn million, child will be named your, after this device.
Your first million if you got right, any money right. and you are on this app between this
the name
time
of my first
time.
Child, it would be Apple, but you know, Gwyneth Paltrow stole that. Fucking yeah. bitch.
It can be Green Apple.
Yes. I would say Black Apple, but that doesn't sound appetizing. That
sounds like it's fine. Like,
but I can honestly say that I think that that person is not the only person who signs things yeah. without reading them. But I will also admit that I have pretended to read something so I seem like I'm smart.
Yeah, no, very true.
And then
true.
Sign it anyway.
Very true.
Because I get the gist of what it is or sometimes, but I feel it depends on what I'm signing.
That's what I'm saying. Like some stuff is just thing, like very then, yeah. long.
I send my contracts to my dad. My dad is a bankruptcy attorney. So
yeah.
When it's something like majorly important yeah. and it's long and it's just full of like legal jargon that's usually made to confuse you.
Exactly.
I'll send it to my dad.
That's a whole podcast in itself because that's the reason why we don't read a whole bunch of the
it's confusing
the jargon is made so that you
so you don't understand
of reading it yeah. or you yeah don't understand yeah. it so
fuck I just spent my entire fucking morning the other day at the EBT at the social services mm-hmm. office trying to get my food stamps that's right I'm broke so what. So I get my EBT card set up. It took fucking forever. All the things that you gotta read, all the, you know, setting, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, you know, whatever. But yeah, I'm certain that...
But I think that's 9 out of 10 people
yeah,
for the most part.
Pretty much. So yeah, let's go on to the next secret.
Okay.
We've all established that we don't give a fuck about terms and agreements and what can happen to us if we void them. Because I don't even know what happened. I don't know what
yeah,
I would be voiding.
There's certain ones that you
I feel like broke rules already.
Prime example, a lot of the social medias... they actually have rights, all the rights to your photos that are out there.
Yep, they can use it for anything.
Just even when you go to get certain
post
new apps
ones.
And stuff, when you go to post certain new apps and stuff,
I've got a
they
charger.
Literally, thanks.
There's
yeah.
a thing, yeah.
They literally say like, we're asking for access to manage or approve phone calls.
Yep.
What you need to manage my phone calls for? Actually, no.
And the thing that sucks as fuck is, like, if you say no, then you can't use their shit.
Exactly.
And they know that.
Yeah. They specifically wrote it that way.
So, this... Did you want to grab it?
I love
Her phone's about to
die. In the car.
Oh, you're gay.
I know, right?
I don't have an Android charger. Don't even ask me.
You suck. I have chargers for everything. I just buy the one that has it.
My important friends have iPhones.
Whatever. First off, I'm as important... As important
it is hilarious because both my parents have Androids.
Exactly. See, I'm gonna tell them.
Oops, I did it.
But no,
insert foot into mouth. No, fuck that. Insert entire shoe store into mouth.
Yeah.
So this next confession I found is gross and also weird. Masturbation. I'll say that way too excitedly. It's
something. Have something you want to confess?
maybe. Yeah, so it's something people do, but aren't often, you know, they're very often embarrassed to admit that they do, masturbating. Everybody's, a lot of people are really embarrassed about that.
Uh-huh.
And there is nothing wrong with that. But this guy certainly has a lot to be embarrassed about.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. And this story is coming from Reddit, and it's labeled, I stole and used my college roommate's fleshlight, then threw it out. So, yeah, let's get into that.
Wow.
So, he writes, it wasn't a real fleshlight. And for those of you who don't know what a fleshlight is, it is essentially a sex toy for men that they can have sex with. And it looks like a flashlight, but instead of a light, it's a vagina or
yeah.
lips or a booty hole.
It's something that they can insert into.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's fleshlight. Oh, so you get to you learn so many things
oh
here
gosh.
On Professionally Silly.
Just
Once
saying.
Again, this podcast is not for your children.
Okay. In case you were wondering.
Right. So it says here, it wasn't a real fleshlight, just a knockoff that looked like a mouth wearing bright red lipstick. So like a mouth wearing bright red lipstick.
Interesting.
He said he bought it as a joke, which is a fucking lie. And wasn't actually going to use it. Why would you spend your money on it? One night, we went out to a party, and at the end of the night, my roommate left with a girl, and I went home alone. I was pretty drunk and horny, remembered his knockoff fleshlight, and thought borrowing it would be a great idea.
Borrowing it.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, God, that's gross. Because you know that fucker probably used it.
Keep going. Yes.
All right, so I could use it, then clean it and return it, and he'd have no idea. So I grabbed it, lubed it up, and went to town. That's what it says. And it actually felt quite nice shortly after finishing, but before I had a chance to clean things up, I hear the front door opening. Roommate had come home early. I panicked and needed to get rid of the evidence as soon as possible. So I opened the window and threw the sex toy out. It landed in the center of our dormitory squad, which is a grassy quad, which is a grassy area where students sit playing frisbee, etc. And that was that. The next day, I went outside to look for it, but it was already gone. So somebody probably found it. I was like, I'm gonna fuck this. Anyways, roommate asked me if I'd seen it in a few days later, and I just played dumb. And I don't think he ever found out what happened because I never told anyone. So here's something. If the roommate noticed that it was gone,
he
was using it and wanted to know where it was.
Dang, homie.
You feel
okay,
me?
So I have a question for you guys on here.
Penises, listen up.
I'm just saying, like, would you use a sex toy like the fleshlight or whatever it was called?
Bitch, like, you know it was a fleshlight. Trying to pretend
would,
like.
Would you use whatever something it was called, like whatever. That?
Most dudes, yeah. Hell yeah, if I was a dude, I'd use one.
Interesting.
Fuck, yes. I feel like dudes have more fun having sex. I don't know why. I mean, like...
Is it because they get the stroke and watch their
But
stroke?
It's also a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Okay.
Like, having a dick. I've worn a strap-on before. It is a lot of work. That is a workout. It is cardio. Especially if you got a bitch that's taking forever. Now I know why the movies are like, are you finished yet? Fuck. Now I get it. It takes forever.
Dang.
God damn it. But yeah. Or maybe I'm just not good at sex. I don't know. Could be that. But I don't know. My question.
Now this goes, your stroke game got to be on point. Dang.
Facts, man. I got to work on that. But how does he know? One question is, like, when he borrowed it, like, did he wash it before he used it?
That's what I was wondering. Because
before
I'm like,
he borrowed it?
I'm like, first off, you say you borrowed it. He didn't write that in the description. He wrote, I lubed it up.
Yeah, I lubed it up. Right. He was like, I'm horny and drunk. Stick it in.
Right.
Like literally. Most men do I mean, to women.
Yeah.
No, stick it in. Sure. Oh, you can just throw that on the thing. You have to put that back.
I know, that's cool.
So we are, I'm so, she knocked off my fucking oven mitt.
Oh, no, you can just stick it in the thing.
That did sound kind of fucked up. No, you can just stick it over there. Like,
oh, my God.
So that's what she said. But no, she accidentally knocked my oven mitt off the cabinet, and she was putting it back, and that's what was happening. Okay, so.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Be like, yeah, but you were just talking about strap-on.
I think, right, you were just talking about strap-on. Stick it in, yeah. This is a podcast where things get a little freaky.
Confessions.
Right. Shit, man. I think it's hilarious that he threw out the window right in the center of the quad. Like,
I
right
think
there.
That is hilarious, too.
What happened to it, though?
Exactly.
Like, maybe, okay, logically, probably janitor picked it up and was like, I gotta throw this shit away.
But then or again, at the time of night that it was.
Well, he didn't say it was at night. No, he did.
He did.
Because he just got back from the...
Exactly, and his friend came back early. Meaning...
Maybe things didn't go well with his friend.
Other drunk people could have been roaming around, too.
They were like, God answered my prayers. I'm fucking this fleshlight.
Becky didn't give me no play, but I got a fleshlight.
Okay. All right, Becky. So, dang. We've got ourselves one more confession. Via Reddit once more. So it says, okay, all right, I gotta admit that I think at one point of our lives, we can admit this, that we've all lied to get a job or to keep a job, and we got a guy here who actually used and uses Google in order to do his job. So this is going to be an interesting story. So the name of it is People See Me at Work as a Very Vulnerable, I'm Very Valuable and Skilled Guy, but at the end... I'm not. And I labeled it myself. I shouldn't have this job. That's what I labeled this story. So it says, This dude writes, so I'm working as an IT manager in a big firm. I have my team of several, I don't know what the fuck that is. What is that? Devs? Devs, etc. Yeah. I have several devs. I don't know what the fuck that means. I guess people under him, I guess.
Yeah.
I made it really fast to manager, and next year I'll be promoted to senior manager. Everyone sees me as a very valuable guy because of my high IT skills. But for me, they are wrong. Sometimes I just think that I have good skills in Googling stuff. That's all. I have no IT education. I study law, but I do have some interest in IT, and I can speak well to people. Sometimes I say something elaborated, and everyone is happy. But when I think about it, I don't say that much. Just some fancy words with confidence, etc., and everyone agrees. I speak well to people. Obviously, you don't. That's not grammatically incorrect.
What he means is that he speaks the jargon of whatever
He's good at being a fucking liar.
Right. not even that he has to be a liar. He's just good. The same thing we were just talking about with the jargon and the terms and contracts. If you understand that language, then it's a breeze for you to kind of read through
it. And people don't want to admit that they don't get it, so they just pretend that they get it. Exactly. And they just nod because they don't want to look stupid.
Exactly.
So, and I can't tell you how many times that I have agreed or nodded my head to some shit that I was like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Exactly. But it sounds smart.
Yep. I think it's just he like you say, he did his research, so he knows the jargon. And therefore, that has made him look like he's more important than what he really is.
Google has saved a lot of lives. And it has also found a lot of porn.
Yeah. Google has been the key to success in so many
things. And, you know, I gotta be honest with you. In my response to this story, it's like, I mean, so the fuck what?
Well, the thing is, he says he doesn't deserve the job, but I think just as...
You're getting it done.
That's what I was about to say. Because he's getting the job done, and even if he Googles his ass off, the fact that you're Googling in the first place allows you to be like, maybe you are meant for that position because you actually take it the initiative to look up what you know.
I mean, you have to be good enough to be interviewed for it and then fucking get it
too, and to be going for a senior partner senior
management position. So that's I love it. That was our last confession, and if there's anything that you take from this podcast episode, it's most of us can keep a secret.
Yeah.
But it's the people we tell that can't.
That is very true, because most of those secrets in there, like the dude and, he said he didn't tell a soul.
So professionally silly life rules, guys.
Yes.
You feel me? So listeners, do me a favor. Share this professionally silly podcast with a friend. Or two, or three, or four, or all of them. And if you have an Apple device, please rate and review this podcast pretty, pretty please. And the good news is rating and reviewing it is absolutely frizzle. So I like free things. I don't know why I said it like that. But that plus is also a great way, like I said before, to help get the podcast out. And hopefully we can encourage this one next to me to go ahead and get back on her fucking podcast game.
Just saying, guys.
I'm being your voice of reason.
I see. Okay, so don't get me wrong. I do miss my Anchor family or my podcast family in general.
We miss you!
And I might be getting back to, my podcast, which was Voice of Reason, still is. But in, conjunction and on the flip side, conjunction. I might just be a guest of podcasts.
That's cool.
Versus going back to doing my own.
Because you still have Anchor, so you can still record with everyone.
I might just go back to doing a whole little guest tour. There we go.
I like that. Guesting tour.
Yeah, I think I want to do that.
She's so fucking full of herself.
I'm so dumb.
Fucking Beyonce status over here. I'm just gonna go on a guest tour.
You want to know what's so funny that you say that? Because I...
If you fucking tell me that Beyonce is your new best friend, I'm gonna stab you.
No, but her birthday is the day before mine. One. Okay, so two...
This fucking...
No, but what's funny that you say that? Because I literally... So, I'm an artist. I paint canvases and all that.
Like real art.
Yeah, like real art, not music art. But I am in music too.
Visual art.
And I won an award a month month or two ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, girl. I told you I was ghost, but I had some stuff going on.
Yeah, you was busy.
But, so I won an Emerging Artist Award for my first art exhibit that I did.
Ooh.
And the crazy thing is when they did the, like, announcing of winning the award, they literally said, this person is, like, freaking Beyonce, this, that, and the third, da 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 da. And they were she's like a Beyonce to us. She's literally like our very own Beyonce. So the fact that you even just said that now is like, yo.
She's like, feel validated.
I'm
validated.
I'm accepting all of these Virgo vibes.
This is nice. I feel validated. Thank you.
Yes, but
tell everyone how they can follow you and all that good stuff.
Definitely. So if you are already on our Anchor station in the Anchor podcast, you can check me out at Voice of Reason.
She'll be on anything if you're on Anchor.
Yeah.
Spotify, iTunes, all that.
Literally. But Voice of Reason, Reason being spelled R-E-E-S-O-N because I go by Ree. Or my name is Reetha. So Voice of Reason. If you are on Instagram, you can follow me at House of Samish. That is House, HouseOfSemysh. That is House of Samish.
If you didn't catch that, hit that 15-second backup, and then you hear it again.
Exactly. Or it'll be somewhere in there. And then also, you can follow my art by Official Artistry. That is Official or Official. And now Artist, R-E-E.
Make sure you send me everything you just said, like text it to me, so I can copy and paste it.
Gotcha.
And then, what I'll do is make sure you guys check out the show notes of this podcast, and I'll put her information below. And also, lots of bonus information for you about me, like my social media information as well. I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. I have a YouTube channel, which is also called Professionally Silly.
Yep.
I'm a YouTuber. Yep. Try not to judge me on that. Leave me alone. join in on the silly, visually, on my YouTube channel. It'd be awesome. Follow, subscribe, fammy, whatever you want to call it. Let's laugh together, because this world is already kind of fucked up, so it's good to take a break and laugh. Yeah, exactly. Just like have some fun. Once again, I'm your Audible Boo Thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. feel free to call in about this or any episode here on Professionally Silly that you've heard. If you don't have the Anchor app, you can always call in or text me on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Tell me which episode you listened to and share your opinion, whatever it may be. There are no wrong opinions here. Actually, there probably are. All aside. It's my fucking podcast. And also, you'll get to hear your voice in the air, because if you call in or you email me or what have you, whatever way you're contacting me and you would like to have that information, share it on the air. Guess the fuck what? I'm sharing it. And you're going to hear your voice or your information, you know, on the air, which is going to be awesome.
Because sharing is caring.
Yay. I love you. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere. Literally, figuratively, and one of them is a goddamn president. Yo, big shout out to one of my favorite podcasts called I Said Goddamn. They are a dope-ass true crime and paranormal podcast. I love them. And pretty soon you'll be hearing their promo here on my podcast, so you can get an idea. And my plan is to do more promo swaps with other podcasters so that you can see how amazingly talented these people are and how amazingly easy and awesome and fun that it is to create your own podcast. There's so many great things out there. Do you have anything that you want to say, Ree?
I'm just so happy that I was able to come and hang out with Professionally Silly. I'm so dope.
She was able to come. Okay, I'm sorry.
And it was so dope because it's been a while since we got a chance to do this. It was the last time I was in LA and I got a chance to hang out with you. So this is really dope. Make sure you check her out. Make sure you follow her.
Do
you
that.
Like. Yes. You 5-star it, because 4 is not enough.
Five.
And
Cinco.
Then, you know, maybe I'll be coming back to the air. I don't know.
I will make sure she does. You get your ass on that air now.
Yes, ma'am.
See that, guys? Done and done. All right, guys, until next time, I guess you'll hear me later.
Good night.
Bye.